Hey, it's Jason Tucker from Geek Fit. I am winded. I just got back from my Seca Zumba class. I haven't taken any since the last time I recorded. I'm only going to record when I take a Zumba class, it looks like. Wow. That was a lot of work. It seemed like it was a lot more advanced moves or something this time around, because either that or it just wasn't on my game. But, I don't know, I didn't listen to what Steve said last time, which the first time I did, he said, you know, worry about the feet moves, don't worry about the arm moves as much. And so this time around, I don't know, for whatever reason, I wanted to do the arm moves more than the foot moves, and I just started looking stupid. So, more so than I already have, because, come on. I'm white, I don't know how to dance, and I'm very uncoordinated. And apparently I can't get my hips to lie, because... they're going to have to in order for them to move the way that the instructor's hips move. That was a lot of work. It was a lot of fun. I got here probably about 15-20 minutes early. I looked around. I didn't see any men in the club, in the club practically. Didn't see any men waiting, but I think they all wait around and see if there's going to be other men in the room or something. I don't know. I'm not entirely sure. Nevertheless, got in there, and one other guy showed up as well. He was on the same side of the room as me. I've learned that I need to find someone in the class that that can dance really well, that knows all the moves, that's been doing this for a while, and then be behind them. Because I get confused with the whole mirror image of the instructor, or rather the inverted image of the instructor, because I keep trying to follow her when she's facing me, and that just doesn't work. Especially when you're doing large lateral movements and stuff, that's really hard. Speaking of lateral movements, my feet started hurting. One of them fell asleep while I was moving around. And I don't know if that has to do with the shoes or what. These shoes are running shoes. They're not really lateral movement shoes. So Steve was suggesting that we should probably look into getting tennis shoes or something like that. Something that's made for that type of movement. So hopefully something like that will happen, and I can try out some shoes that are made for tennis or dancing or I don't know, whatever. So anyhow... I'm gonna go get something to drink. I'm really tired, and I used the the bobble, and it worked pretty well. It doesn't keep water very cold, which I don't think it's intended to, but it doesn't keep it cold. And I have to squeeze the bottle really hard in order to get the ample amount of water that I need when I'm actively moving around. So I'll shoot a bobble an email and see if their intentions were in terms of what the intended use was for the bottle. So I'll find out from them and let you know. It's a unit that both Steve and I are reviewing, and it has a built-in filter system, so you can it has like a carbon-filled filtering system that you drink from. So I'll get some pictures and reviews and stuff up on the website. But just want you to know, stuff like this where you want to drink a lot of water, it doesn't seem like it works very well for it. But I'll let you know later on tonight when I hit the gym again. I'll talk at you later. Bye-bye.